Let's just listen to what he has to say.
The Secretary General of the United Nations. I started this meeting of the Security Council addressing President Putin and telling him from the bottom of my heart, stop your troops from an offensive to the Ukraine. Give peace a chance, because too many people have already died. During the meeting, President Putin announced a special military operation in the Donbas and required the Ukrainian troops to lay down their arms. So in the present circumstances, I must change my appeal. And I must say, President Putin, in the name of humanity, bring your troops back to Russia. In the name of humanity, do not allow to start in Europe what could be the worst war since the beginning of the century, with consequences not only devastating for Ukraine, not only tragic for the Russian Federation, but with an impact we cannot even foresee in relation to their consequences for the global economy in a moment when we are emerging from the COVID and so many developing countries absolutely need to have space for the recovery, which would be very, very difficult with the high prices of oil, with the end of exports of wheat from the Ukraine, and with rising interest rates caused by the instability in international markets. This conflict must stop. Now, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary General. You've just talked about consequences. I wonder if you could spell out some more what you think the consequences will be for Russia and for Ukraine and its people.
Well, it's clear that military action will be happening in the territory of the Ukraine. And obviously, if they lead to a generalized war, it is difficult to forecast how dramatic it will be in the number of people who will die, in the number of people who will be displaced, in the number of people who will lose hope in relation to the future. It is also clear that the consequences for the Russian Federation will be very meaningful. It's not for me to comment on sanctions that are being implemented, but it's clear that there will be also consequences. But what is clear for me is that this war doesn't make any sense. It violates the principles of the Charter, and it causes, or will cause, if it doesn't stop, a level of suffering Europe has not known since at least the Balkanic crisis.
Pam Falk.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary General. Pam Falk from CBS News. Is there anything the UN can do to get Russia back to the bargaining table at this point?
We can, of course, in my case, appeal. The Security Council is the body that has the powers given by the Charter to address this situation. Thank you very much.
Thank you.